Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. This is Nate Bucati, as it is a special time of year always in Kansas City when we get close to the Big 12 tournament. And this year, we're going to be visiting right now with Dr. Bruce Tobey, the chair of orthopedics and sports medicine at the University of Kansas Health System, as the University of Kansas Health System is going to be providing the care for the student athletes at the Big 12 tournament at Sprint Center this week. Good morning, Dr. Tobey. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Nate. Good morning to you.
Well, tell me a little bit about your organization's involvement here in the Big 12 tournament. What exactly will you guys be helping out with?
Well, we're the preferred healthcare provider for the Sprint Center throughout the year. And one of our big events is, of course, the Big 12 tournament. And so we'll have doctors and trainers and a variety of other people out there to assist with the care of the athletes for all the different teams. And all the teams will probably bring their own doctors and some of their own trainers, but we provide some assistance. We also are, of course, the backup hospital in case, you know, something unfortunate happens.
Okay, so you mentioned being the, you know, preferred healthcare provider for Sprint Center, also the Big 12 tournament, the Kansas City Royals, the Chiefs. You guys have 5 clinics in town where people, you know, look, weekend warriors like me, who, by the way, I happen to injure myself quite a bit playing old man soccer at this point in my life, or high school kids, people like that, can all basically come see you guys for the same treatment that, say, these student athletes in the Big 12 or you know, professional athletes even can receive.
Absolutely. It's the same people that take care of the Royals and the Chiefs and the KU basketball and football players as it is the people that take care of our people that walk in. You know, I think that we consider all people as being athletes. Some of us are in more training than others, of course, but indeed everybody has significant concerns and problems about musculoskeletal injuries. And the same guys that are taking care of these premier athletes will be taking care of you. We make no distinction. We have lots of different places where people can come to see us. Our main sports medicine center is at the Indian Creek campus, which is on 435 in Knoll. But we also have a facility at the Chiefs training facility. We have out at KU Midwest, which is on Renner and 435, a facility. And then now at Lawrence, kind of an exciting thing is that Dr. Jeff Randall, who's taken care of the Jayhawks for a number of years, is with our team, and he's out on 18th and Wakarusa there in Lawrence.
Okay, Dr. Tobey, can I ask you for some personal advice?
Yes, sir.
Okay. As I mentioned, look, I just turned 42 last week, and yes, stupidly, I still play in an over 30 men's league in soccer and an over 40 league, and my wife, who is a physical therapist, had to deal with me breaking an ankle playing soccer and breaking a wrist playing soccer, and she keeps warning me that the older I get, the more likely I am to do something like pop an Achilles or something the more I go out there. What can I do? Should I just shut it down at this age? Or what advice can you give me if I want to keep trying to play ball even though my body's getting older?
Absolutely don't shut it down. That would be the worst thing to do. And in many ways, tell your wife this, that you deserve credit for staying active and staying healthy. The health benefits from an active, healthy lifestyle far outweigh the aches and pains, and even maybe significant injuries, you know, like tendon injuries and such. Now, by the way, we can fix all those tendon injuries, but what we can't do necessarily is to make your heart good after a major heart attack at age 55. So, Nate, hats off to you. You're doing it right. I would keep going. Some things you need to do, though, for everybody, and I'm sure you do it, is to try to stay in a reasonable shape throughout the year. What we see so often is individuals, they'll go the whole winter and do very little. And then suddenly the spring comes around and, by golly, we're going to get in shape. But what they do sometimes is they go at it too hard, too quickly. and so kind of gradually working your way into it. And if, even better would be to try to stay in some type of shape throughout the year. Things like stretching and maybe not trying to run your fastest speed straight out of the car, you know, when you go to play soccer, might be a reasonable thing to do. Remember to stretch and all that type of stuff. But by far, keep active. You know, it keeps your weight down, prevents things like diabetes and high blood pressure and all those type of things.
You hear that, Kelly Howell? That's my wife's. I'm telling her right now. No, I think she's good with it. Now, you talk about staying active, Dr. Toby. You, at 63 years old, are going to be running the Boston Marathon, which I can't tell you how much I respect, because humble brag here, I ran one marathon in my entire life. That was 17 years ago, and I came up short of qualifying for the Boston Marathon, and my knees and ankles hurt for 2 years after I did that. But I mean, that's got to be incredibly exciting for you to qualify for and run the Boston Marathon. For any runner, that's like a total bucket lister. How do you manage to stay healthy enough to go not only to run a marathon, but post a qualifying time when you're 63 years old?
Well, I think you have to be kind of dedicated to it. And what I do is I've made accommodations for my age. I never run 2 days in a row. I always go every other day. And then what I do often is I don't take a huge amount of time, but I'll take maybe 30 minutes, but I'll kind of exercise hard instead of being sort of a gentle type of a run. You know, I'll push myself a little bit. But again, I've been doing it for a number of years. Again, though, I my hat's off to you. I know that you actually ran that marathon in a good time. And so obviously you've got some talent. I'm not sure I have any great athletic talent anymore, but I've been successful in just kind of aging in a graceful fashion. So that's my only skill set right there at this point.
Well, so what I love about what you guys are doing at the University of Kansas Health System, when we're talking about these five different places that people can go and receive the same treatment and physical therapy and athletic training and surgeries and everything that these professional athletes can get, you're dealing with old, you know, weekend warriors like me, but you're also dealing with youth, young athletes. And look, this is, I'm a parent now. I've got an 8-year-old son who plays a lot of sports, a 5-year-old daughter who's getting into sports now. And I'm curious your thoughts. I'm sure we have a lot of parents listening right now who are in the same boat as me, who got kids playing sports. There is this rush to specialize at an early age. I mean, kids playing baseball all year round at 8 years old, and or soccer all year round at 8 years old. Are you guys starting to see an increased number of youth sports injuries, maybe because of overwork or anything like that? Have you noticed that phenomenon of specialization at an early age translating into sports injuries?
Boy, we sure have. I think there's great reasons to try to avoid over-specialization at a very young age. I think what it does sometimes is it puts tremendous stresses on certain body parts if you specialize too soon. In addition, maybe it takes away some of the fun from the sport. And so I would tend to encourage parents not to be too aggressive in specializing your child in a specific sport. I think it always is important to remember, too, that it should be fun. It should be healthy. And so what we should do is avoid those activities that maybe cause people long-term problems. There's a time for specialization, and that certainly if athletes excel, there would be a time to do so. But I think that you have to be very careful. You also have to make sure that your child is enjoying the sport that you've chosen for them.
Once again, we're visiting with Dr. Bruce Toby, Chair of Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at the University of Kansas Health System. For more information on the Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System, you can go to sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. That's the website. I'll give it again if you want to find out about these locations where you can get this treatment. And one of the things, Doc, I know that you mentioned too, the location at I-435 in Nall offers walk-in appointments on Friday nights, Saturday mornings. Look, that's when kids are playing weekend sports a lot of times. I would imagine that's a pretty convenient thing because a lot of times if I want to go see a specialist, it's not so easy to get right in, but you can walk in and get an appointment on Fridays and Saturdays at I-435 in Nall.
Absolutely. I think that's a great advantage. I know that all the parents out there are extremely busy, and sometimes it's much easier to take your child in to see someone who's truly knowledgeable about sports injuries or in general sense, orthopedic problems in general. So I think that Friday night and Saturday morning is a great opportunity. Again, it's the same type of individuals who you would see if you had to wait for several weeks for an appointment. So I would think it'd be an excellent opportunity for many people to take advantage of.
So, Dr. Toby, I know that we mentioned you guys are the preferred healthcare provider for the Kansas City Royals as well. You've been in Surprise, Arizona with the team. And boy, every time I'm researching baseball, I'm seeing more and more stuff about research, about the trends in why there are more Tommy John surgeries now than maybe in the past, or why there are fewer shoulder problems than there were in the past. What types of things, I mean, is that part of what you guys do in terms of, I'm sure the Royals' biggest, look, they want you to fix an injury if it happens, but they probably also want to get whatever information they can from you on how to prevent them in the first place. How much of that is what you guys do as well?
Well, certainly, the ulnar collateral ligament injuries or the Tommy John's type procedures that are done for them are one of the major things that unfortunately are seen. There are things that we try to do to prevent them. The excellent training staff, of which Nick Kenny is the head trainer, they do all sorts of exercises and things of that nature. We at KU have been looking at a research project where we're trying to look and see if people who have certain weaknesses or strengths around the muscles in their elbow, whether that has impact on whether they develop these ulnar collateral ligament injuries. And so there may be some merit in that, but with all research projects, so it takes some time to see if it pans out. But yeah, prevention would be the key. You've already alluded to one of the problems maybe is that a lot of these young men have been playing baseball at a very high level for many years, even though they themselves are only in their early 20s. And so it may be that there's just this wear and tear that occurs to that ligament over the years of throwing hard.
I would imagine it takes a long time because you have to have a big enough body of work to understand what the trends are and if correlation equals causation with some of those issues, right?
You're right on target. This particular project is a 5-year project, and although ulnar collateral ligament injuries seem like they're real common in pitchers, they're actually not that common. And so you have to look at things over a long period of time, and that's what we're doing. And that's one of the advantages of having, an academic medical center involved with professional teams like this, and that we do research, we do teaching, and those type of activities.
Well, and so once again, as we wrap this conversation up, I want to remind everybody, look, these are the types of people that you can be treated by if you go to the Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System. Doctors who are researching these types of things for the Kansas City Royals, they know how to fix these issues. They know how to help you rehab as well. For more information, again, you can go to sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. That's sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. And get all the information there. Dr. Toby, thank you so much for the time. And, hey, by the way, best of luck at the Boston Marathon. Can't wait to hear how it turns out for you.
Well, thank you so much, Nate. I'll probably need all the luck I can get. Thank you much. Take care.
Well, it looks like you're making your own luck by taking care of yourself. That's Dr. Bruce Toby, Chair of the Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at the University of Kansas Health System. They are taking care of the athletes in Sprint Center at the Big 12 Tournament this week. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.